My name is Michael, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person who requested this call? I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Hold on 1 second. That's my husband, Tommy Crook. 1 second.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
I'm good, sir.
Yeah, my wife take care of my business for my unemployment, whatever. I give permission to speak to her.
Okay.
There she go.
I think you have to verify the information. He don't know how to do the online or how it works, sir. So he's here to verify and give you the information. But he works, so I don't know how to.
So can I get to know what is going on? Like, do you want to file for a new claim or?
Yes, he's filing for his unemployment. He's working, but, excuse me. He's working. But their hours are short because it's like a seasonal, it's off peak season to where it's not really busy. So he's filing for his unemployment because he's only getting like 14 or 15 hours a week, which he normally gets over 40.
Okay. So can I get the social security number?
You need my social security number? It's 416-02-2188.
Okay. Can I get his first and last name?
My first name is Tommy. My last name is Crook. C-R-O-O-K.
Your date first of birth?
My birthday is 7/26/61.
Your mother's first maiden name?
First name is spelled T-O-M-M-I-E.
So, can I get your mother's maiden name?
Richardson.
And your driver's license number?
527-4329.
Okay. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Say again?
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, sir.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
English.
What is your preferred language?
English.
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180
yes.
days?
Yes, sir.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
12. Graduated.
Would you like to receive your payments through direct deposit or the benefits card?
Direct deposit.
Check-ins or savings?
Checking.
Can I get your routing number?
In your phone. In your phone. Turn your light on, please. Let me give that to you, sir. It's in his phone.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Almost so slow. The routing number is 0311 0 1279.
Okay, so 03110179.
Yes, sir.
And your account number?
15617601244.
Okay, so 15617602144.
Yes, sir.
Can I get your mailing address?
2651 South Juniper, JUNIPER Street, number 1603.
And
Foley, Foley, Alabama, 36535.
Okay, so you said 2651 South Juniper Street, apartment 1703, Foley, Alabama. 36535.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Is the residence address different from the mailing address?
No. It's the only address we have.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No, sir.
Can I get your phone number?
We live in the same place, but we had a P.O. box. It's been... Where was that storm?
It's been over 2 years.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yes, it's the address. This is the physical address.
Okay. So what would be his phone number?
251-550-5222.
Okay. Can I get your email address?
CENTERONE 2001 at yahoo.com.
Wait, so you said CENTERONE 2001 at yahoo.com.
Center. You did say CEN. Okay. TER. Yes, sir.
Center 1. 2001.
Center 1. Yes, sir.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated question. Which of the following street addresses in Satsuma have you ever lived or been associated with? 291 Orange Avenue East, 354 Twin Branch Drive South, 5208 Georginelle Drive East, 5368 Old Highway 43, or none of the above.
Well, you have to verify those addresses to identify your identity.
Yes,
so
sir.
Tell them you have to pick one. To ask them to repeat it. You know
okay.
them. I don't.
Okay. So, I remember all of those. So which one?
Mm-hmm. So which of the following street addresses in Satsuma have you ever lived
okay.
or been associated
okay.
with?
It's Satsuma. It's 5368 Old Highway 43, Satsuma.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Galleon, Phoenix City, Bessemer, Aniston, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1224 Cahaba Forest Cove, 3104 Table Rock Drive Southwest, 421 West 7th Avenue, 6309 Trace Way Circle, or none of the above?
Say that one again. That sound like that West 7th sound like for me. I don't say them again.
421 West 7th Avenue.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 421 West 7th Avenue.
Yes, sir.
It was one of my address, 421 West 7th Avenue.
Where? At Gale?
What month was Terrell Crook born in? Terrell Crook. What month was he born in? Was it February, June, October, December, or none of the above?
Who's that?
Terrell Crook. Terrell Crook. His name is spelled T-E-R-R-E-L-L. Terrell Crook.
C-E-R.
No. T-E. Terrell Crook.
Is that Pooh Bear?
What do you ask me about him?
What month was he born in?
Shit, I don't know Pooh Bear damn.
Was it February, June, October, December? None of the above.
I'm thinking December. I think he just had a birthday. That's one of my nephews. That's my nephew.
Mm-hmm.
Are you saying Terrell?
Mm-hmm. Terrell Crook.
Yes.
Okay. So which of the following cities has never had a current or former association to you? Saraland, Lindell, Los Angeles, Marrero, or all of the above?
Marrero. I don't know about no more rail.
Yes, sir. Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, sir.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No,
sir.
Have
you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, sir.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, sir.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
When was the last day that you worked?
Saturday was the 10th.
Make sure.
Saturday was the 10th. I worked Saturday, December the 10th. Day the 12th.
Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, sir. I'm physically able to work. Yes, sir.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer? Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, sir.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, sir.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, sir.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, sir.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for? Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, sir.
No, sir, let me ask you that question before. You said, is he, what was that question? Is he working, was it hourly or paying? What was that question?
Oh, the question was, are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
Okay, so that he's working, but that he's not working commission, or he don't have a real estate license. So that would be no, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So how many miles are you willingly to travel one way to a job?
10.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$18.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, sir.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
Yes, sir.
And what will be the date?
December the 13th, tomorrow.
Are you on a temporary layoff due to a company vacation period or is scheduled company shutdown for no more than 2 weeks?
No, sir.
And what will be the company's name?
Okay, Lulu's Landing. Okay, that question you just asked me before that, we usually be shut down in the month of January, but they told us the other day that we're not going to be shut down for the month of January. They said we're going to be doing maintenance. But last year I didn't work, so I'm just trying to cover all the bases. I'm just letting you know they said that we're going to keep working.
Yes, sir. Now, can I get the company's phone number?
What's your number, Steph?
1 second. He don't even know his job phone number. Lulu's 251-967-5870.
Okay. And when was the first day that you started working for them?
2014. I think it was December. No, July 2014. If I'm not mistaken.
So, what about the city and the states that you work in?
Gulf Shores, Alabama.
Gulf Shores. Okay. Okay, so have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay?
No.
Sick pay?
No.
Holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, sir.
Okay. He said you are applying
because... Okay, I'm going to ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Well, they asked me to use my vacation time up, so I have no vacation time right now. And I did that 3 weeks ago. So ours were cut short, and they told us use our vacation time so we can get paid. So I have no vacation time right now until January.
Okay. And you said you are receiving low hours, right?
Yes, sir.
And his date hire was February 19th, 2014.
February 19th.
2/19/14.
Okay. Are you working all hours made available to you by your employer?
Yes, sir.
Did you request a reduction in hours?
No, sir.
Were you hired to work part-time only?
No, sir. I was hired to work full-time.
Okay. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
Your PIN number is going to be 8861.
8861.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right. So it normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must file a weekly certification either by the telephone or the internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to file every week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file through the internet, the web address will be www.labor.alabama.gov. And if you choose to file on the phone, the number to call will be 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made no later than 5 p.m. Can be made from Sunday, no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week. And if you have any question about your claim or your information, the number to call will be 1-800-361-4524. So do you have any question?
I do.
Yes, sir. So the 14 hours I worked last week, I'm going to be able to file that also. And they've been doing it for the last 2 or 3 weeks, but I'm kind of not wanting to file unemployment, but I have to because I have a household to take care of. But
yes,
they're telling us, I already know what's going to happen. They're going to start to give me more hours, but my question is, from last week when I only had 14 hours, is I going to be able to file from last week too?
No, you are going to file from this week.
Okay, so I'll let my wife answer the rest of the question. That's all I got.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the 25 hours he worked, time ended Sunday. Their time ends Sunday. So do he wait until this Sunday to claim those this week's work hours?
Normally the weekly certification, he will have to wait until Sunday to start doing it. He can pick any day from this coming Sunday, from next week, Sunday, to Friday. So he needs to start doing it by next week, not this week.
Okay, so so tell me when should he start filing the day?
The weekly certification, he can pick any day from this coming Sunday to Friday of next week.
Okay, so he wouldn't file. You saying he needs to call Sunday. So if he calls Sunday, let me get this right because I get it confused and he don't know. Excuse me, and I get it confused. So he only works Tuesday through Saturday. So he'll work tomorrow and Saturday. And say, for example, he worked 20 hours, for example. So on the 18th, would he claim those 20 hours, or do he have to wait until the 25th to claim the 20th through the 24th?
The 18th. How? He's going to start doing it by the week of the 18th.
Okay. The week of the 18th. So he would claim from the 13th through the 17th?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I got you. Okay. So he would claim the 13th through the 17th, that Sunday, the 18th?
Yes.
Okay, I got it. Okay. So, you got any other questions, Tommy?
Yeah, I felt like last time when I had filed, the lady told me that I could file from last week also. Like, last week, I only had 14 hours. This past week, I only got, like, 23 hours, I think. My paperwork is in there. I go get the paper. But they told me the last time I can file from the other week that I was already short. So I usually work 40 hours a week or more, but we are in the slow stage now, so I work 14 hours a week ago, and then the week before that, I only worked like 16, 17 hours. But she told me last time I can file for those weeks also.
You do the weekly certification, they are going to ask you to report pretty much everything into them. So everything is going to be, they're going to ask for all those hours eventually.
Okay, so all he needs to do Sunday over the phone is, for example, he had 20 hours. All he needs to do on the 18th is report 20 hours and then times his gross income, correct? He makes 17, how much you make? 1775? 1750 an hour. So he would have to times that times 20, correct?
Once you do the weekly certification, they are going to precisely ask what you need to report in. I really don't know if you have to be multiplying the hours by the amounts you are making per hour. So, but like whenever you do the weekly, they are going to ask you specifically what you need to be reporting into them. So not to give you the wrong information.
If they changed it, but I knew they asked you the cents, the dollar and the cents or something, your gross income that you had to put in. I forget exactly the exact words, but I know I had to times how much he made for that week. But I know Alabama limit weekly allowance is 250, ain't it? Has it went up or is it the same?
It's the same.
Okay.
I don't think the questions haven't changed or anything yet. I really don't think so.
Okay.
So last week my check was only $173. So that what I was asking before, do I be able to file from last week?
No.
Okay.
No. Okay, so we're sorry that I'm keeping you, but we just don't understand. It's confusing, and you guys, hard to get somebody on unemployment. You have to wait till after 5 to call to get an appointment. So we filed, yeah.
But after 5 to call to get an appointment. Our websites.
I did. I tried the website and it was. And I just happened to see some phone numbers and I dialed that one number and it gave me the option to hold, and if I didn't want to hold, to press 3 or something, and someone would call me back in my call something. That's been a couple hours ago. But anyway, I got someone, and I appreciate it. Is that all he needs to do just to make his phone call Sunday, correct?
Yes, ma'am. And also an information booklet. It will be mailed to you in the next 7 days. That booklet is pretty much going to explain everything that needs to be done. So you need to follow the instruction that is listed on that booklet.
I know I'll get somebody else next time when I call or whenever we have to call. But what is your name again?
Michael.
Michael?
All right,
Mike, I appreciate your time.
What was the number to call for the weekly? That was the 800-752-7389. Okay. And then the other number you gave me was 800-361-4524?
Yes, ma'am.
What was that one for?
That's our inquiry department number. If you have any questions or anything regarding your claim.
Okay, I appreciate your help. He appreciates.
Thank you, Mr. Michael.
Yes, sir. You're welcome. So thank you for calling. I hope you have a good day.
You too. Be blessed and happy holidays.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you.